Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this segment. It is our golden pieces of advice, our interview segment. This is between 8:30 and 9:00 every day, Monday to Friday meaning. Today, alhamdulillah, the date is the 8th of Shawwal, 1445. Let's welcome our guest, Haji Abu Bakr Rawat. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, Mona Zahid, and the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba. Allah Ta'ala keep you in good health and spirit. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmadu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem. Amma ba'd. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Haji Sahib, as we know, the month of Ramadan has just passed us. It's already now another week that has gone past. And most of us already feeling that we haven't built our immunity for this, all this that is taking place, all the fitna that is out there. So how can we protect ourselves? What actions can we do?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. On Tuesday night, also our current Sheikh Mulana Isaac Saab mentioned about Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali, that a lot of people complained to Hazrat Sheikh that after Ramadan we feel lost, and how is it that we can rekindle this spiritualness. Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali say, we can see from the day of Eid, our Fajr namazes 75% are down in all the masajids. Where there were 3 and 4 serfs, we're back to 1 and 1.5 serfs. This is so sad because we had such a beautiful month of Ramadan, and immediately after Ramadan, this is our condition. So our late Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali used to give this advice, that the last ayat of Surah Baqarah, that read that, inshallah, every day Allah Ta'ala will give you the tawfiq to wake up for Fajr. The last ayat, inshallah, I'll put it on the group also. And then Mawlana Abdul Hamid Saab gave a very beautiful explanation also, how to keep shaitan out of our homes. The 10 ayats of Alim Lam Mim Sijda, Alif Lam Mim, not Sijda, and the Ayat al Kursi. Those tell where the Ayat till Ruku ends, inshallah. But intention is of very important, that we make intention that Allah, through the barakat of Alif Lam Mim and Ayat al Kursi, keep shaitan out of our home. And to recite 10 times, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, after Fajr Salah and after Maghrib Salah. Inshallah, Allah will send an angel appointed to look after you for those days. So we get 24 hours free security. Let us not miss these are golden opportunities for us to keep intact. And like Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali said, how to keep our iman intact and our spirituality. Let us be paban with our mamulats. Whatever we're doing in Ramadan, that volume we can't do anymore. So cut it down to what you can manage. And by doing that, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will create and make it easy for us. You should continue to engage in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. After the Ramadan, most people write to me complaining that they no longer perceive the effects they would perceive during the month of Ramadan. They no longer perceive the motivation and the drive within their hearts to carry good deeds as they would perceive in the month of Ramadan and during the Khanka in the month of Ramadan. Those people that spent, alhamdulillah, this year we had a very good turnout. There were 70 people that sat for the full 30 days. And 110 people said for the last 10 days. So we're a total of 180. And alhamdulillah, there were so many people from outside that used to come break their fast and eat in the Khanka. It was like a small wedding every day. But alhamdulillah, everybody benefited. And especially the 27th night also for the people of Palestine. Alhamdulillah, till 1:00, people made ibadat. collective ibadat, individual ibadat, till tahajjud time. However, I say to them that establish some environment in your homes, engage in zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and continue to perceive these effects in your homes are the results of the environment. Be punctual, completing your mamulats. This is one of Hazrat Sheikh always used to emphasize, that do a little bit, but do it constantly. If you are reading one para a day, if you can't manage that, come to half a para, even quarter para, whatever you can manage, but do it regularly. Inshallah, through the barakat of this punctuality of your mamulat, is a ladder through which one progresses in deen. So inshallah, we will on the radio station also, alhamdulillah, they keep on encouraging us to do these mamulats. Like in the Hanka, after every salah, they keep on telling us, make intention for the next salah, as-salatu, al-intizaru salah, kas-salah, that from Zohar, like Fajr, we made the intention, we're waiting for Zohar. So in that period, you will be in salah. So from Zohar to Asr, the same, Asr to Maghrib. And the one Mawlana, every after Maghrib, used to make the announcement to read Surah Tabarak and Surah Alif Lam Mim between Maghrib and Isha. Inshallah, you'll get the full reward of Laylatul Qadr. Every night for 30 days, this was his announcement. So it was embedded into us that you're looking for Laylatul Qadr. Yeah, Allah can give it to you every night if you read these two surah. The one surah will help you in the qabr, the other surah will help you on the day of Qiyamah. So Allah has made it so easy for us, just on intention. How much we can draw from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the benefit when you sit with mashayikh and link yourself to mashayikh and come to the khankas. You always get some new advices. And there was one youngster, the eve of Eid, we were busy cleaning the masjid, and he came with his father. He was crying profusely, but silently. So I asked the father, what happened? Did he get hurt? Or what happened to him? He said, no, he's crying because the month of Ramadan has left.
Allah.
So imagine what is the status of this young boy. I presume he was about 12 years old. That what spirituality has reached, that you find today's youth are so happy that tomorrow is Eid. But he was crying continuously from Maghrib till Isha. He didn't stop. One way was on with his father and crying continuously. So I said, Allah give all the youth this tawfiq also to build the iman to such a state. I remember once we went to Kashmir in the Hanka program. We went to one Darul Ulum. We started the zikr of La ilaha illallah. There was a student sitting next to our sheikh. He lifted off from the ground. And he was about 1.5 meters from the ground. So when our sheikh saw, he said the others will look at it. He immediately brought him down. So sheikh was engaged in zikr again. He raised again, even higher. Sheikh brought him down the second time. The third time he even went higher. Sheikh immediately brought him down and he kept his hand. So after the program finished, we asked him, Sheikh, what was the condition of this youngster? He said his field was ready, he just needed a spark. And that spark came from the dhikr of La ilaha illallah. So every day after Fajr, we have a kitab reading. They continuously remind us, renew your iman. Renew your iman. Strengthen your iman by reciting La ilaha illallah. And alhamdulillah, every day after Fajr, we used to read the hadith and we used to make loud zikr of 100 times La ilaha illallah. These are all the benefits we get by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and strengthening our iman. That's why this month of Ramadan is given us to us to strengthen our iman and come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to His marifat. Even that Allahu breathing exercise has a lot of spiritual benefit. I said, this Ramadan, let me try it. And alhamdulillah, up to an hour is to go with this breathing, Allahu, Allahu. And alhamdulillah, even when you're feeling sleepy, just sit for a few minutes and do this Allahu breathing. It takes the sleep completely away. And you can, after that, enjoy doing your ibadat. So we have solutions for every problem. So we went in Ramadan. One parent phoned us that my children are on drugs. They haven't kept Rosa for the whole Ramadan. They're just gambling. He sold one car for 40,000. He took that money and he went to gamble. And the eve of Eid, the Saturday before Eid, they hijacked him. And they took him to the location. They drugged him completely. I don't know how many types of drugs they made him eat, drink, and they put him in him. But they forgot that he was immune to drugs. Because the amount of drugs that he was taking didn't have effect on him. So they took him, they dropped him off at the garage. They took his shoes, his jacket, and his cell phone. And he phoned the parents to go and come pick him up. So the mother was so disheartened. She said, my car is gone. So I told her, read this dua, Allahumma kfinihim bima shikt. Inshallah. So the Friday morning she read this, the Sunday morning she read the dua. That, oh Allah, my car is gone. And that was my son's car. And please let it come back to us. She made the intention. She read it 100 times. She took bread. She made the intention that Allah, this Allahumma kfini bima shikt, I read. The sadaqah for it, I'm giving out bread. She went outside. She gave the birds. She came back in the house. Within half an hour, the brother phoned. We found the car intact. Nothing missing from the car. And a day before that, when the car was stolen, they went to one garage, but not realizing it was the nephew's garage, they went and sell this car. So he didn't realize it was his cousin's car. But Allah Ta'ala had a better plan, and he returned the car. And this drug issue has become out of hand, mothers and sisters and brothers. Let us make a lot of dua that the youth, eventually they had to send them back to the rehab to go and. And alhamdulillah, yesterday she phoned, she said, alhamdulillah, Allah shukr. They started namaz. They're reading Quran also. So I even instructed the Hindu lady where they're gone, that please put on Markaz Sahaba for them so they can listen to the bayans and it will have some effect on them. So let us not be relaxed and be comfortable in our homes, that these things, and take it for granted. That it's their home, they're going through. It is unreal what the situation is. The mothers and fathers are crying continuously that this is the situation. I remember when we sat in Madrasa Zakaria in 1999. We sat there. A father came from Durban. He just fell there on the corner. He told me, Haji Sahib, if you can get my son right, any amount of money you want, I'll give you. So I said, Haji Sahib, what is the problem? He says, my son earns 100,000 rand net a week. So a month is 400,000. But ask him end of the month what he's got, nothing. All that money goes in gambling and drugs. So on the day of Eid, I met a cousin of mine who was sitting and talking. So he says, it's so sad. Say I go to the dealers, Muslim dealers, when they open their cupboards are full of liquor. And said some of them were even consuming liquor in the month of Ramadan. These are the evils that are carrying on in our society. We cannot ignore. We have to make amal and make dua and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, guide these youth of today. Even the adults are in drugs because they think all their problems by these taking drugs will be solved. It doesn't get solved, it only becomes worse because the craving becomes more and you want to have more and more and more drugs. So Allah Ta'ala protect the youth and let us make, after every salah, make special dua that Allah give them hidayah to turn. So very interesting, I was thinking of in the week that once our Sheikh Rahmatullah Alayhi, Hazrat Sheikh called him, he said there were visitors here, please go and look for them. So Sheikh just went to the door. This he said from the minbar for us to learn. And he came back. He told us, the Sheikh, the visitors are not here. They're gone. So the Sheikh told him second time, please go. They won't be far. They should be just outside of the road. So Sheikh went to the door again and he returned to the Sheikh, telling him. So the Sheikh said, come nearer. please go and look for them. So the third time he said, I did the same. So when he came to tell Hazrat Sheikh said, come tell me by my ear. So that our Sheikh went to tell Hazrat Sheikh by his ear. Hazrat Sheikh gave him one smack. Sheikh told us on the mimbar, he said, I messed my trouser. The way Hazrat Sheikh hit me. He said, then immediately I went and go and look and I found them in a bazaar. He said, I had to come back. Told Hazrat I found them. So they went to Hazrat. Anyway, I went immediately to go and take ghusl. When I finished, Hazrat Sheikh called me and he gave me 20 rupees hadiah. So from that day and the spiritual benefit I got from that slap, only Allah knows and I know how I progressed. And that's, he used to always say to us, don't spare the rod and spoil the child. We read about Hazrat Sheikh's incidents in Abeti, that how many times, even the cushion incident, where he said, it's my cushion. So the father said, since when it's yours, it's Allah's. Allah blessed you with it. And he got such a hiding for it.
And just yesterday in our class at home, with the two students, every day we started, now we read a few pages. So I said, now another story came where Hazrat Sheikh got hiding. And I said, how many incidents like this here? But what lesson we learn? When our teachers give us a hiding, what they want, it's for our well-wishing. And later they'll come back and say that, look, this is something good we learned. How many times we got hiding? But those people that gave us the hiding, we appreciate because we learned major lessons. So this mind, nowadays the youth, they take it, oh, he hates me. But that's what Mufti Saab said yesterday also. Used to give them 6 cuts, big guys. But today they come and they say, Jazakumullah khairan, you taught me a lesson.
Ya Bishop, I remember one incident in our home that my late brother disrespected my father. My father was a very big man, and he gave him one slap, and he put him on the floor. When I heard the commotion, I ran, I stopped my father. So my father went in his room, and he locked the door. So he gave my brother instruction, please, you got eviction order. Take your clothing, and the first child was born, was 2 months old. Take your son and your clothing and go out of the house and don't even use my transport. This is what the discipline they taught us. But my grandfather heard, my father had so much respect for his father that immediately he went in his room. My grandfather came and said, what's happening? I said, no, Abba hit my brother. So he said, all right, what's the story? I said, no, he's busy packing his bags. He told him to leave the house. So my grandfather said, no, don't worry, I'll sort it out with your father. But the lesson I learned from my father, that he had so much respect for his father, that he wouldn't speak a word. When we used to sit on the table, we all used to get shouting on the table. My grandfather also, we saw something wrong, we discuss it on the table. Even my father wants to go somewhere, used to send my mother to ask my grandfather for permission. Never I heard him go to my grandfather and tell his father that I want to go here or go there. My mother always used to be the representative. But these were lessons we learned, that how much and how much we benefited. We were 4 generations living under one roof. Today people can't even live with their parents. They put them in the old age. This is a sad condition. And what we're benefiting, we're losing all the du'as and the sawab. So I tell a lot of people, my mother stayed with us from our youth days, 68 years, say 70 years. But we never regretted today. It was all their du'as we are benefiting today.
Definitely.
And this is what we want for everybody. That when you have an opportunity, grab it with 2 hands and 2 legs. Don't leave that opportunity. And inshallah, whatever evils in society happens, let us always do the work of Nahi and Munkar. If you see something wrong, nicely approach the brother. Keep on reminding him that what you are doing is wrong. And today, because we're in power in stuff, we take control. Nobody can tell us anything. I went to one masjid. I saw the carpets were still new. That can last another 10 years. They're putting now new carpets, which cost 1,750 rand each. Why waste money when that carpet can last another 10 years? What are we going to answer to Allah? And today we don't care. Somebody brings something and complain to us that this is wrong. One Musalli also complained. They just ignored him. This is not the system of Allah. If our elders, that time when we used to get hiding in a madrasa or anywhere, I remember I had a fight with somebody. And this brother took out a shambak to hit me. Now that time we were madness of a youth and youth power. So I lifted his whole fridge up. I told him I'll smash this fridge on the floor. So he put the shambak away.
Sorry.
No problem. So he put the shambak away. As I turned, he grabbed the shambak again to come and hit me. I went again. I lifted the fridge. And his wife was standing there. I said, I'll smash this on your wife. So the third time he told me, what are you doing? I said, go and put it in the storeroom and lock the door. Then I leave the fridge. So immediately he phoned my father. He said, your son misbehaved. When I came home, I just opened the door. The belt was flying. They didn't ask one question, who was right, who was wrong. You disrespected an elder, you get hiding. And the father used to tell the ustads always, the bones are mine, the flesh is yours. So do what you have to do. Don't ever tell me. And if he comes home and you tell me, or he tells me, he gets hiding. And today if we hit the children, the parents come, who are you to hit my son? So from beginning, we give this, the child the power that my father will take my part. See the accidents that are happening, how the youth passed away. Right? I remember one incident. I used to be in the packaging company. I used to pack all those dry beans in there. So I went to one shop, a friend of mine, in Clipton, to deliver the goods. So he told me, don't take out the goods. I bought from somebody else also. I said, no, no problem. So the brother went away. So he says, I want to tell you a story. It's a family of mine. His son matriculated. And the father bought him a brand new Mazda 323, the top of the range, from Nirvana Garage, that was now where the engine garage is. The father brought the car home. The son was in the house. And the father told him, bye, you did well in matric. Yeah, I bought you a Mazda 323. So the son looked from the window. He said, father, I told you, I don't want this rubbish. I want a BMW M, top of the range, or nothing. You promised me, so I want a BM. The father borrowed money, took a loan, bought him the BM. On the first week, he was coming up here where Evelyn Cabrestan is. He couldn't control the car. The car rolled off Evelyn. And he was 2 months in coma in Baragwana Hospital. So this brother is telling me every day the father used to come. Son, speak. We are here. We came to visit you. And finally he passed away. That is takdir. But the lesson for us to learn, if they demand something, don't give it to them. And this is the sadness of society. I met one brother, we're talking on the phone. He's telling me, I said, it's time already for dua. Inshallah, we'll continue next week with that story. May Allah Ta'ala protect us and guide us and guide our youth and whoever in these wrong vices, Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah, and make it easy for the ummah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر Allah, we make shukr to you for giving us this month of Ramadan and give us tawfiq to keep this sixth fast of Shawwal as well, so we get the reward of a full year, Ya Allah. It's only tawfiq from you that we can do, nothing from our side. And acceptance is only in your hands, Ya Allah. Forgive the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Have mercy on the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Guide the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wherever the Ummah in difficult Palestine, around the world, Kashmir, Allah assist them to your full, Ya Allah. And save us from sudden death, Ya Allah.
Ameen.
Give us time to prepare for death, Ya Allah. The final meeting is to be with you, Ya Allah. And give us our answers to ask you when you ask us, when we make sijda in front of you, Ya Allah. What have you brought for me today? Let us prepare and remember death every time, 25 times a day. Allahumma barik li fil maut wa fima ba'd al maut. Allah, we beg you for hidayat, Ya Allah. Give the ummah hidayat. Those that are on the wrong path, Ya Allah, bring them back on the straight path. Ihdina sirat al mustaqim, on the straight path, Ya Allah. The ummah, the youth are gone astray, Ya Allah. Drugs, drinking, gambling. These are the vices that they're going through, Ya Allah. Even the adults are involved in it, Ya Allah. Protect them. And even pornography has become the order of the day, Ya Allah. You protect us, you guide us. And this amal that Mona Abdul Hamid Sahib has given is very effective, Ya Allah. It helps us to get shaitan out of the home. Allah, you make it easy for us to make amal on these small, small actions, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there's plenty to ask. Time is little, but you know our needs more than we know ourselves, Ya Allah. You make it easy for us, Ya Allah. Jazallahu anna Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma as'alaka minu nabiyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adhaka minu nabiyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwata illa billahi al-aliyya al-azim. Jazallahu anna Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, Ya Aziz, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, through the barakat of the durood recited by you and the angels, put that blessing in this dua, Ya Allah. And all the ibadat and the zikrs that the malaika make, also put it in this dua, Ya Allah. Accept all our duas, Ya Allah. Subhan rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi.
Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen.